I have been asked to read this script for the intro of the show with some of the best sports entertainers in the world. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, everybody? We are live on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify. If you're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the world of AfterBuzz TV. As we break down this week's SmackDown Live, what's up, everybody? I'm Christian Rosenberg. Gabby, unfortunately, under the weather. She will be back next week. It'll be okay, guys. Gabby will be back next week. But Tom the Calm is here with me anyway.
See, I'm here. So,
You're here. Yeah. And that's all on your shirt. You got a dog sticking out of your pocket.
Yep. Got a little
it's a
pug,
beautiful thing.
Like my pug.
It's the pug.
Yep.
Man.
This pug has two eyes. My pug only has one eye.
Had to make it different.
Well, I mean, I got the shirt with two eyes.
Like. I don't know. I'm just exhausted. I just got back from Vegas. I was playing in the World Series of Poker event.
But you got your script though, right?
I did get my script. That's why I didn't have time to memorize it.
I got my script.
So
too.
I got all that, you know, the script
WWE
to talk about.
WWE is the best thing ever in the world.
Oh, stop.
Shane McMahon Live is the best show on Tuesday nights.
Shane McMahon Live. Didn't I tell you last week that Shane is going to end up in, like, Pro Wrestling Illustrated's, like, top five wrestlers of the year? It's going to happen, people.
He's undefeated since he became best in the world.
Essentially, Kofi number one.
He's not undefeated. He lost the tag belts.
But he didn't get pinned. Kofi's number one. Shane's number two, I think, in the PWI 500 this year. It is ridiculous. Let's just go on and get into the show. Yeah. We start with a required Miz TV. Mm-hmm. And Miz is reading his script that he must follow. Mm-hmm. But before...
I was like, this better be what I'm thinking it's going to happen to me.
Before he goes on the script... Oh, we start the show off with Christian's Closet. You know we're starting the show. Yes. Mm. That t-shirt that apparently you can buy on WWE.com.
Oh, is that really a shirt you can buy on there?
It had the logo.
It did it. Okay.
It's a photo of Mr. Miz from WrestleMania in his weird fighting stance with the meme of my mood. They made it into a shirt. Someone buy me that shirt.
Yeah. Are you not shocked that they made it into a shirt?
They made it into a full-on shirt.
I wish they would have, though. Like, I think it's a fine shirt, but they could have enhanced it so much better.
Oh, of course.
Where, like, instead of the actual picture of him from WrestleMania, if it was more of a drawing or, like, an outline of him or something, kind of like... I don't know. I just think it would have been I would have been more inclined to buy it if it was just that and then said my mood.
This is one of those weird instances where I wish it wasn't a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know, just some color behind it with the screen, with the screen grab.
Yeah. Like almost like a maroon, like dark red or something.
This was totally a type of thing of, hey, we kind of need a new shirt for Miz. What you got? What? Mm-hmm. Oh, well, God, one for me. Here.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Even though he's
and I want it.
I mean, I guess, he is a good guy, so we'll be wearing a shirt now.
Yeah. I want that. Okay, we can cut the music. So he had to follow the script tonight, so he... Oh, I misread it. I thought it said breast in the world. Oh, no, it's the pest of the world. Mm-hmm. His guests are Drew McIntyre and Shane, and Elias hangs out with him as well. Miz just runs down everything that Shane has done wrong, and Shane's like, tomato, tomato. Mm-hmm. That's all right. Tell you what, Miz, you got so much animosity towards me. If you beat Elias and you beat Drew McIntyre, then you can face me. And that's what we get. So we get Miz versus Elias. Mm-hmm. What happened to Elias?
I don't know. He won that 24/7 title. And
Elias,
what do you mean he's the greatest acquisition to SmackDown?
6 weeks ago
ever.
He was.
Now it's Drew McIntyre.
Now he's the lackey.
Yeah.
Who loses every damn match. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not against Miz beating him, but Elias he's just a joke now.
Yeah. And I feel like with the revival on Raw, like aligning with Shane and McIntyre, like I think they could have cut Elias out of this. And if they had the revival here tonight, I think it would have been better. Like just as like Shane starting this group of like guys where it's like, oh, he has the tag team champs now with him.
Yeah.
I think McIntyre should get a, you know, IC belt or something, some kind of title.
By the way, Drew McIntyre, so he's been on the main roster for a little over a year. Mm-hmm. He started hanging with Ziggler. Mm-hmm. Then from there, he hung with Corbin and Lashley. Oh, yeah. And now he's hanging with Shane and Elias. What do they have against him trying to do something by himself?
I have no idea.
Because he can.
He's, out of everyone that was in that ring tonight, he's like the most capable. Not that the Miz isn't, but he's the most capable person where he can talk.
Yeah.
He can wrestle.
Yes.
He's intimidating as hell. Yes.
Dude's like 6'8".
Yeah.
He's a monster.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're like, oh, let's just keep a chain on him and keep him close by. Like, I hate that... He's like Shane's lackey when,
yeah,
like unless they're leading to something to where later he turns on Shane and becomes a face where like he's sick of it. I don't want him either, but I think
we got no other choice right
exactly.
now.
I mean, I think he'd be fine in that role, and I think it'd be very different for him because we've only kind of seen him,
yeah,
as a heel. But I just think it's like the fact that he's now, you know, Shane's pedestal. That he sits on, like, once I saw that the other day, I was like, oh, man, like, that's what you're doing now? Like, he's riding on your shoulders?
Yep.
And then they did it again tonight, and I was like, oh, man, like, drop his ass.
So, Miz beat Elias, then immediately.
Easily. Like, I mean, not easily, but he got the crap kicked out of him, and then hit one move, yep, and then beat him.
That Skullcrusher finale knocks out a legit regular wrestler. Shane McMahon kicks out of it because he's the best in the world.
Yeah, I mean, when you're best, that's what you can do.
So then Amelia goes to Miz versus Drew McIntyre. McIntyre eventually hit the Claiborne kick, gets the win. But Shane's like, yeah, you know what? I'll do my match now anyway. Mm. Locks in his triangle choke. Miz taps, which is also just weird.
Mm.
Like, I would expect him to pass out, not tap out. So Shane beats him, and now Shane, like you said, they
sold Shane has a submission move now.
Shane, I'm telling you, Shane might end up number one. Shane's going to be the one to dethrone Kofi at this point.
Yeah, he may. I mean, I will say that the crowd was really good tonight. I thought, like, very loud, and they were definitely behind Miz when he started to come back. When, you know, Shane just was like punching him at first.
Yeah,
when they first started the match. And no Reigns to make the save.
No.
Like, where's he at? Is he still beat up from Friday?
Too many people used a wild card rule tonight. He wasn't able to get one as well.
It doesn't matter. He's on SmackDown.
I don't know anymore. I don't know who's on what show anymore.
I can't believe I'm, like, complaining that he wasn't on the show. I've complained for, like, 5 weeks that he's on too much. But this is where you need him. Or this is where you bring someone else out to help The Miz that's going to fight Elias. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like why are we not starting other... like?
I thought this was going to start a feud with Miz and Elias.
Yeah.
That's what I thought this was starting. But then when he beat him right away?
Yeah.
Not so much.
No. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Look at that picture.
Oh! Josh in the booth. Did you just make that or did you just find that?
He definitely
found
that.
It right now, to be honest.
You just found that?
Yep, just Googled Shane.
Oh, the best in the world.
And it's pretty much just Shane McMahon photoshopped onto CM Punk's body.
Right? I don't know who CM Punk could be.
That's pretty
I don't
good know who Photoshop,
that is.
Though.
So that's great Photoshop.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting how there's a clear point of where the ink begins. If you're listening on iTunes,
but I think
go onto the YouTube page. To see, yeah, it's just so unique. And Shane's in better shape than I thought, based on that. Yeah, and I had no idea it was straight edge. Who knew? Thank you for finding that, Josh. Mm-hmm. We love finding these things to convey to you guys, our loyal listeners and fans, because we want to make the show as entertaining as possible for you guys. But only to do that, we need to hear more feedback from you. Tom, how can we do that?
If you guys think we're the best in the world.
Well, we are. We know that.
We need you guys to subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on iTunes, definitely give us a 5-star rating. And definitely leave us a comment on the chat roll. On the on both YouTube and iTunes page, let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. You know, we love coming here talking about wrestling every week. You know, most time the shows are good, so it's a lot of fun. We want to, you know, get excited for this.
Even if they're not the best shows, though, we still have fun doing this.
Yeah, we have fun doing it. Yes,
and we want to make sure you guys have fun listening to us.
Exactly. So thank you guys for supporting us and doing what we love to do.
Yeah. Shout as far as our chat roll, we got Jaseline, Michael, Zeno, Joseph, Dang, plenty of others hanging out in the live chat with us. Thank you for hanging out, enjoying, and you know, hopefully you learned something. I don't know what, but hopefully we find something. Like, we find out that Amber Moon is just a ticking time bomb. Because Mandy and Sonya see her, they give her more Mandy's Women's Muscle Fitness magazine. Mm-hmm. Sonya knocked a Nintendo Switch out of her hands onto the ground. Mm. That's expensive.
Yes. I hope that thing was broken already.
I hope it was just a prop. It looked like a legit Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
And Amber, just like, they walk away, she screams and tosses a trash can, and she's just ready to explode.
So she's like a gamer nerd.
Yep.
But rages.
Yep.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how, like, where we're going with
she's
this.
She's your type.
I guess so, yeah.
Then Dan O'Brien and Eric Rowan come out, ready to do a title unification match against the Yolo County Tag Team Champs, Dave Dolcher, and my boy AJ Kirsch make an appearance on SmackDown. What up, Hood Slam? He shows up at Brian Kendrick Wrestling Pro Wrestling. He is the voice of my career mode in WWE 2K19.
Nice.
And he apparently was one half the Yolo County Tag Champs tonight. Well done, sir. Heavy Machinery, however, come out and say, why are you guys avoiding this? And they're talking to Brian and Rowan, not the Yolo County Tag Champs. I wish they were. And Brian's like, oh, you guys think you deserve a shot at us? Well, prove it against these guys. And they went with the compactor. The Trash Compactor. That's the name of their finisher.
What did you think of the promo?
Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like their finisher.
Yeah, I was like,
I like their finisher.
Yeah. I don't know if they've done it that way in NXT before. I feel maybe they have and I just haven't noticed. I thought it was more like they just both jump on the guy and then whoever's on the bottom just pins him.
That's how it started with it's always been Tucker jumping on Otis.
Yeah.
And then that's usually how it ended, and Otis got the pin.
Okay, yeah.
But now they've turned it where also he rolls away and there's an extra like splash of like what's the word I'm looking? Not the bounce, but the what's the word I'm looking for after the impact? Something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
I can't think of the word either.
But it looked great.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I thought it was very. Yeah, when they showed the replay, I was like, oh, I want to see that again.
Yeah. So that was cool. And like we said before, so this is happening, apparently.
So they're road truckers?
They're blue collar badasses.
Yeah, is that what it is? Okay. I don't think I'd call Daniel Bryan an elitist, so. Like, I don't get where they're coming from that angle with him. Like, he's a hippie. Like,
he's an angry hippie.
Yeah, and wait, and I'm angry too. Because
Tails P, shout out to you in the chat. Dan O'Brien and Rowan are, he's referring to Heavy Machinery as wrestling's Tenacious D.
Nah.
I like that. Oof. I like that. Oof. I like that.
I don't like that.
I love Tenacious D.
I mean, I love Tenacious D, but I wouldn't compare these two guys to that.
Unless he meant...
Right now, I would not.
I don't think he meant Brian Rowan.
I don't think so. No. They got some work to do, but I thought the match was fine, though.
Yeah.
But I don't... What I'm mad about is, why have we not gotten new tag team championship belts for the Planet's Champions?
There's no one for them to show them off against because there's no tag teams on SmackDown.
Who cares? Why is Daniel Bryan walking around with that disgusting leather touching his body? Cow's leather. Cow's hide. I think it's ridiculous. Like, they fixed that. They changed the other belt pretty quick. They could sell these belts as well on WWE.com.
They probably could. So. I mean, yeah, we'll see. They have to have an actual title defense before get real.
I know. Yeah, I guess at least before they were kind of like, all right, we're giving you a run. So
once they beat Heavy Machinery, but they'll give them then.
Also, how much would it cost to make a belt like the hemp belt like they did before?
It will cost them way like cheaper. $10, yes, and they'll sell it for $400.
Exactly. So they're not spending a lot of money for a couple weeks of them to have this run with the belt.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be champs. I don't know. I'm thinking for a while.
Who else was there?
I know.
There's no other tag team on SmackDown. Seriously, who else is there?
I don't know. The Colognes? They still on SmackDown?
Well, everyone's on every show now, so I guess it really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm.
I saw someone, I think it was Lance Storm, tweeted, well, why don't we just unify all these other belts and they'll let the champions be the wild cards?
But that would just be logical.
I know.
Why would you do such a
thing? I know. But I was like, oh, I like that idea.
I mean, God forbid Lance Storm is serious for a minute and comes up with something great. He's so brilliant. Carmella versus Sonya. Fun match. Carmella with a great suicide dive.
Yeah.
Like, that was a perfect suicide dive. Carmella super kicked Mandy on the outside when she came in. Step up knee to the face by Sonya. She gets the win. Those besties keep giving Carmella losses.
Yeah, fire and desire.
Fire and desire.
Wait, we skipped over the R-Truth stuff.
Did I skip? Oh, R-Truth's in a crate. He's hiding in a damn crate.
I will say.
Go ahead. That one.
What did you see the plane stuff?
The airplane thing was cool.
I thought that was very funny. That was very good. The stuff from last night, okay. I liked it being like, we were trapped in the elevator, we all became friends, and then they turned on me the second the elevator door opened. I will say, I giggled when, Jinder did the whole fake, Carmella voice to be like, oh, I'll get you out of here. I was like, okay, I can get on board if Jinder's going to be weird like that. And
a year and a half ago, Jinder was WWE champion.
2 years ago.
Is it 2 years now?
2 years.
2 years ago, he was WWE champion. Yeah, and in between that, he was also United States champion. Now he's chasing R-Truth and failing at the 24/7 title.
Hey, he's on TV, right?
TV time.
Hey, he at least won the belt twice now.
He has.
Maverick hasn't won it at all. Which he is,
Maverick is a perfect guy chasing R-Truth.
He is.
I love his
videos are very funny.
Yes.
That's been
the best part of the 24/7 title is Drake Maverick.
Yeah, he definitely puts the time in to do it. Like, I think he's I want him to win it.
Now if he only had another jacket and shirt, because he just wears the same damn thing all the time.
Because he's never home. He's constantly running for R-Truth, I guess. Did you see him on the scooter?
Yes.
That's good.
Alexa backstage with... Yeah, there's Drake right there. Let's get him back on the screen there. Drake Maverick. He's a man on a mission.
I mean, he's someone that... I would say he's getting his TV time. He's at least making something. Like, and I don't think anyone told him to do that. Like, he was probably like, I'm going to make a flyer up and make a video. Like, I don't think they're really controlling all that kind of stuff.
Whether it is or it's not, he is a prime example of, hey... If you want TV time, you gotta be goofy.
Yeah.
Because we are not gonna take you as a serious threat because you're short. And you haven't really wrestled much on WWE programming.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's like, I will find a way.
Yeah.
And he is on TV regularly. Mm-hmm. He's all over social media.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, people know him more than EC3.
Yeah. Hey, he's got that red Solo cup, so...
He's got the red Solo cup.
EC3. That's his, like, thing now. Do you know that?
He took that from Montez Ford?
I don't know. He's always carrying around a red Solo cup now and drinking out of it.
All right. He stole that from like the Street Profits, apparently, now.
But I think, just to kind of get back to this, the Drake thing is if he gets AOP on his side, he could win the belt and keep it for a long time as well.
Yes. Because
they could just be his bodyguards.
Yes.
And I think that'd be entertaining as well after this. So. I don't know. Something they could do after that. Yeah. Go ahead. You guys can use that idea.
You're welcome, world. You're welcome, universe. Alexa is telling Nikki Cross how Bailey and others say mean things about her on social media.
But don't look it up.
Yeah, don't look at it. Because it's mean. We are now making Nikki Cross the psycho. The one who just wanted to play by hurting people. Mm. Listen and get emotional from Alexa telling her people are saying mean things about her.
Yeah.
Why? Why are we destroying Nikki Cross?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I got no problem with her kind of hanging around Alexa. Mm-hmm. Because it's one of those things where she could just be damn crazy. Alexa has no idea what's happening. Mm-hmm. But one day she's helping, one day she's hurting. Yeah. But she's just crazy mm-hmm. and has a mind of her own. And Alexa tries to control it.
Yeah.
But then you make the crazy girl. And you're like, well, what they say about me? Yeah.
And now she's just like, you know, another lackey that we get here. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a lackey. I don't know. It's not fun. I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's going. I mean, we know that thing is like, I feel like we know where we're going with it, and I don't like where we're going with it. Mm hmm. We know she's going to turn on Alexa, which in the end, I think it should be the other way around. No,
Alexa's going to turn on her.
I mean, that's what, yeah. I think it should be the other way around, though. I think she should be, Nikki should be the bad guy in this.
I hope. I mean, if it turns Alexa face, it'd be interesting. The crowd does cheer for her.
Yeah.
And now we're just busy talking about Alexa wanting coffee.
Mm-hmm.
New Day. Let's get into New Day.
Yes.
Big E is officially back. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
he turned on Kofi tonight. I saw it happen.
He did not do that.
Yep, on both of them.
That did not happen.
Got in the ring.
Tom is lying right now.
Took them both out.
Tom is a terrible liar.
Aligned with Ziggler, all is good in the world.
And then Big E threw this line at Charlotte, of all people.
Mm.
He's like, you know, if I keep going away and having returns, and if they're all like, you know, title victories, I'd have more reigns than Charlotte. And then Kofi says, oh, that's good booking.
And that's bad booking.
Or bad booking, whatever. And all of a sudden they're just like, what? Oh, I mean booking a flight to Charlotte. And it's just like, oh, my God. Like, they always tease that line.
Uh-huh.
And it's just like, here's one. It's just like, all right, you're doing this joke with the guy who is currently booked to be your WWE champion. The gall. I love it.
Yeah, that was good. I love the joke. I like the line.
Ziggler comes out and interrupts. And you're only champ because Xavier Woods interfered at Super Showdown. And without your pals, you never be me. Out comes Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Owens does not speak.
Mm-hmm.
And Zayn brings up an excellent point.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, all right, if a Money in the Bank with Kevin Owens had his title shot against Kofi Kingston, if I showed up, kicked Kofi in the face, and Owens pinned him to become the new champ, everyone be up in arms, calling Travis, demand a rematch,
mm-hmm.
want our heads. Xavier Woods was not in the match Super Showdown, kicks Dolph Ziggler, Kofi then beats him, everyone celebrates.
It was retaliation because Ziggler hit him earlier.
Well, then Xavier should not have been ringside.
Exactly.
Sammy, I am 100% in agreement with you on this one. WWE Universe might not be, but I am.
I agree, too.
And Thomas, too.
Yeah.
You are absolutely right.
Truth right there.
It's hypocrisy. Hypocrisy, I tell you. So they all have their words exchanged. Big E gets a scream because New Day rocks again
mm-hmm.
and leading to the match at the main event. But prior to that, Aleister Black.
Uh-oh.
He's getting angrier and angrier. So much conflict, yet so little resolution.
Just let him out of this
room. There's still no one at my door. And we don't need any trivial things. We don't have to fight about a woman or a man or a title or a spot. Or a Royal Rumble entry. or King of the Ring qualifying match.
Nah, man, King of the Ring.
Or Moppy. Or I'm just trying to think of other random things. It can be simple. Hey, excuse me, random crew guy that's stuck in this room with me. Can you open this door? Open, and that little glimmer of light comes out. And he just starts shouting, someone pick a fight with me. You know, there's some random crew guy that didn't know this was happening that is walking by that hall, and he's just startled.
Yeah.
He's like, what? Is he calling me? Who is going to
I don't
respond?
Know. I like the build up.
I like it.
I was expecting like an RKO or something like out in the but I mean he's in that room by himself but something.
Or but, once they open the door, someone walk in.
Yeah.
Even if it's just the shadow.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, and you see him kind of respond, cuts to the next segment. Like, who came in?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be? We'll find out next week.
Yeah. Maybe. And just him, like, laughing. You know what I mean? Like, looking and, like, smiling.
Maybe it's Randy Orton. Maybe it's Lars. Mm. Maybe it's Ali. Mm. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
this has been going on for weeks, though.
It has. It has.
I hope there's a good payoff at the end of this.
There better be.
Yeah.
There really. If all of a sudden it's Apollo Crews, come on.
No, he's fighting with Andrade now.
Maybe they're double booking him.
I don't know.
Bayley versus Nikki. I'm not quite sure what this match was. Bayley wins with the elbow. Mm. But Nikki Cross, like we were saying a few minutes ago, just looks like anybody else now.
Yeah. And she can't even come out to her own music anymore. She has to come out to Alexa's music and act crazy and be weird too.
Nothing reminded me of the Nikki Cross that we all became fans of.
No, not at all.
And I don't blame her.
No.
It's not her fault.
Mm.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah. It's like you were crazy, but now you're like normal. You're just like every other person on this show. Normal.
I mean, it's honestly at a point now, as much as I want Nikki Cross on SmackDown, she'd probably be better off in NXT UK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Feuding with Tony Storm.
Yeah. Like, what's his name?
Alexander Wolf.
Yeah. Now he's like in like the main
the main group, the main stable there.
Yeah. So. I don't. And, like, where's, I mean, obviously Eric Young's on Raw, but Killian Dane, nowhere to be seen.
Well, he's married to Nikki, therefore they're on the same show. Well, but what show is she on? Exactly. I don't know anymore.
Exactly.
Jinder is continuing his search for R-Truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, you guys moved crates. Oh, yeah, they're on their way to L.A. for Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap plug. Monday Night Raw, this Monday in L.A.
We won't be there. We have jobs.
Unless someone feels like booking me.
Well, yeah.
I probably won't be there.
You don't have to book me. I'm fine.
So, Jinder's running around looking. The ref's running around looking. Carmelo's running around looking. Mm. A crane is carrying him as he's kicking and screaming. Mm. He's going to be in one of those trunks for the next 6 days.
Yeah.
Therefore, so you're aware, on Monday, R-Truth will be found dead. Because he will run out of oxygen. He will have no food or water.
He already said he had two breaths left. That was before even the commercial break.
R-Truth was 59 years old. And a hell of an athlete.
I thought he was like 84.
I mean, I
think this is kind of funny, but it's also, if this was, they did this last night. Uh-huh. Into tonight?
That would make sense.
That would make sense.
But he's trapped for 6 days.
Yeah. Like, come on. Somebody think this through. This was a good idea that they came up with to, like, get him to the next show.
Like a funny little bit that could have been done on Raw.
Yeah.
First segment on SmackDown.
Yeah.
6 days.
Or no, they could have done it the next day, like, of, like, them rolling the cases out and then, like, them opening
it. Oh, yeah,
it
sure. While getting ready for the rings. Show.
And they're like, what the?
6 days? Really? Firefly Funhouse.
This was real weird.
Oh, God.
This one was.
I don't know what to think of these anymore. Because they just get weirder. I thought last week's was the top with the dance.
Yeah. I liked last week's. I thought it was really good.
Well, I like them all.
Oh, yeah.
This week he's happy, then demonic. Then he destroys his friend with a giant hammer.
Mm-hmm.
where it's kind of a dark shot at Moxley's shoot interview. Did you pick up on that at all?
No. What?
I mean, it didn't say anything word for word, but all of a sudden, when it was like, all of a sudden, here's your time, and it was like the bunny with a microphone. So, hey, dude, you know, like, I want to get some stuff. Like, it was almost kind of, like, you can take it as a dig of how Moxley was starting his Jericho podcast, and then all of a sudden, Bray just shut him up.
Oh. Well, I thought I got the idea. I wasn't thinking that at all. I just thought he was like, oh, you're not treating me well, and then I wasn't going as in depth as you were. But
well, I mean, honestly, that was something that I kind of got just from watching it. But yeah, then he's wearing the clown nose, which I don't get.
Yeah,
there's probably something behind that too. Destroys him, then proceeds to taste his guts.
Yeah,
says they're delicious, and says bye.
Yeah, but didn't he like kill one of the other things too?
He
and it's been back on the show. Like it's like,
oh yeah, they come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they die and come back. Like, yeah. Well, this is like the second time the rabbits died.
Is this like a weird
thing? The buzzard ate the rabbit.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, yeah, yeah, okay. Also, he was trying to eat him again. Yeah,
yeah.
But then Bray, you know, ate him. I like that his evil side is like called the Fiend.
Yeah.
Like he was like, do you want to see the Fiend?
No.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that it kind of has at least a name.
Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, we're getting somewhere here of like this weird split personality that he has. What is he going to be like when he wrestles, though? Like, what is it going
to
be like?
I don't want him to. I want these every week.
I know, but
I don't want it to lead to anything. I don't want it to. I want them to have six more months of these. I don't know how they'll do that, but I want it.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, I don't know. There's so many ways they can go with this. And, like, is he good at, I want him to have, like, a following of actual people.
Oh, and then like, he had, like, the spread of the guy's guts. Like, here's our new sponsor, whatever that spread was called.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I forgot what it was called.
But essentially, the guts, hey, there's our new sponsor. Enjoy this.
Yeah. His blood.
Yeah, enjoy his blood and guts because they're delicious on bread.
Yeah,
I don't know, Josh, if we can get a zoom in on what it was called, or can you read it for me? I can't read it.
Oh, it's like Ramblin' Rabbit or
Wowie Yowie Ramblin' Rabbit Spread.
Yeah,
Yowie Wowie Ramblin' Rabbit Spread.
Yep, there it is.
Mm-hmm. And then like the sign on the door, like what does it say? Like abandon all hope. Hear who exit.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll always be there. All you have to do. Just let me in.
Yeah.
it's so good.
It is. It is. I applaud them on this. This is a highlight of the show each week.
I'm just afraid when he's in front of a live crowd what's going to happen. The crowd now chants Yowie Wowie.
Yeah.
So it's clearly working. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were expecting them to chant that, but they chant that now for a crazy move. They're saying Yowie Wowie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you not noticed that yet?
No, I haven't noticed that, no.
Oh, yeah, and some, like, insane moves. Once in a while, the crowd will start chanting Yowie Wowie.
But, I mean, I want him to have, like, but he needs to have, like, a good following of people. Like, he needs to come in with, like,
kids.
I know, but, I mean, he needs to get other wrestlers that are, you know, that let him in.
You know who's going to be his guy?
Hmm.
Heath Slater, because he's got lots of kids.
See?
And they're all fans of him.
Exactly.
So he's going to support him.
Exactly.
Because I don't think Ronald's around anymore.
No, he's not.
No. Apollo Crews, he spotted. He's like, I'm not an afterthought.
Mm.
No, he was kind of bad. He was immediately interrupted by Zelina, pretty much saying, you know, don't talk about Andrade or you'll pay for it. As Zelina leaves, Paul looks to the side, and look who it is. It's one Chad Gable.
Yeah, you know where Chad Gable was tonight?
Apparently next to Apollo Crews.
No, after this. He's the newest member of 205 Live.
Shut up.
Yeah, he's on 205 Live now. He had a match on 205 Live.
Now, why is he on SmackDown taking notes?
I don't know. I don't know if he's on there every week now, but he was on 205 Live tonight against Jack Gallagher. And he won. Spoiler alert. He won by count out, though. Which I think is even weirder.
They need to use him.
Yes.
Because he's so good.
But are they going to try to put these two in a tag team?
No, you can't just keep throwing Gable with people for tag teams.
I know. I don't want them to do this at all. I just don't understand why he's taking notes of
what
Apollo Crews was saying.
Or maybe he's trying to take notes of, hey, this is how I should or should not talk.
Yeah.
This will get me on TV.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens with it.
Six-man tag main event.
He's being wasted, though.
Completely. Completely being wasted. Well, Apollo Crews is being wasted, too.
Yeah.
He's amazing also. But they never use them. I mean, I get it. Yeah, neither of them are good talkers. And obviously, that's a very important factor.
I think Gable's good, though.
He's gotten better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, so yeah, obviously that's very important. So, they have all these ring skills, but maybe not as much charisma as some other guys. I get it. It's needed. But there are ways you can work on it. Mm. Whether you align them with someone, with a manager, a tag team partner, whatever it may be, there are ways to do it. And
for Shelton.
And
sorry.
They already tried that one.
I know. I'm just saying, where has he been, though? Is he still worked there?
I don't know. Main event, six-man tag, New Day versus Zayn, Owens, and Ziggler. We really haven't had the bell ring a whole lot this show, have we?
No.
Wait a minute. How many matches do we...
There was four matches.
Well, technically, Miz had three.
Yeah.
He did technically have three matches. The Heavy Machinery was a quick match. Carmella, Sonya, that's five. Mm-hmm. Bayley's match.
Yeah.
So, technically, we actually had seven matches.
But I would say Miz was one match.
But really, there was really two matches.
Yeah.
But technically seven. Interesting, in the middle of the match, Owens went for a moonsault of the second rope. Xavier tried to roll out of the way. Mm. I don't know if Owens got enough air because he still landed on Xavier. But then they did a great setup. Okay, because that was supposed to be the spot where Xavier was going to try to crawl for the tag. They worked on it. No, he really hit him. Let's pin him or try to pin him.
Yeah.
And then they did a counter into a DDT instead.
Mm-hmm. And that's impressive for Kevin Owens to do a moonsault.
Kevin Owens is insane.
Yeah. If you watch his old stuff, like that DVD he has, he's doing crazy aerial moves back in the day where you're how is he doing this?
Let's remind people that Kevin Owens is typically somewhere between 260 and 280.
Mm.
That's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he's flipping around as much as Sammy can.
Yep.
Who's about...
You mean Sam.
Samuel.
Whatever he's called.
Who's about anywhere from 75 to 100 pounds lighter than him.
Yeah.
So, really fun match. Big E got to shine because his return. Mm-hmm. Man, did he throw Ziggler around.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're ganging up on Kofi. Ziggler goes for a super kick. Kofi gets out of the way. Ziggler super kicks Sammy. And then Kofi hits Trouble in Paradise on Ziggler, knocks him out of the ring. Trouble in Paradise on Zayn. Gets a pin because Sami Zayn just gets to wrestle all the top guys and get his ass beat by all the top guys.
Yep. Loses all the time. He came back with such fire after WrestleMania.
Well, here's the thing.
Such great promos.
Well, no, the promos are still spot on fantastic. His matches are spot on fantastic.
Yeah.
I just don't get, if we're going to keep him around the main event pitcher, cool. He has to win once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If not, then you drop him down a tier so we actually get some wins.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you only go so long as, why does he get another shot at the champion when he's lost him 4 weeks in a row?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, but we'll alter it and put him in a tag match with the Raw champion. No, now we'll put him in six-man with the SmackDown champion. Now we'll make him a special ref with the Raw champion. And
I feel like they're building to... It seems like he's going to probably be the referee. Maybe. In the Rollins match.
I think it's going to be Brock.
You think so? Okay.
Because Brock, all of a sudden... Mm. As little as he's doing now, and as weird as it is with him with the briefcase, he's showing up far more often now.
Yeah. Well, they were just like...
they're getting all his appearances out of the way right now.
They just were oh, you want money? Oh, here's a truck pulling up at your house. Open it up, and it's just filled with cash.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
That sounds
about
right.
But the thing with the Brock thing is that... this is what I've always wanted them to do with the briefcase. Have someone that just destroys the champion but doesn't cash in and goes, oh, but I can do this all the time. Mm-hmm. But I have all year to do this to you. But this
to be fair, Brock just found out he had all year.
Well, I guess so.
Because he doesn't pay attention.
Yeah, whatever. But still, I think it's a very effective way to get someone over, but Brock Lesnar isn't the person who should be doing this right now. Like, that would be a way of, like, if a if McIntyre was doing this.
McIntyre or Aleister Black.
It would have been awesome. Like, I mean, not the Brock thing has been kind of, you know, entertaining enough, but if McIntyre was doing this, it'd be so much better. Because it would just make him so much more dangerous as an opponent. Because you never know when he's going to cash in.
By the way, Sano, so if we got Stomping Grounds in like 2 weeks.
Next week.
Or next Sunday, yeah, excuse me. Which is essentially just about all rematches from Super Showdown. So I want to make...
But some women's matches included. Just
yes.
So
yes.
They're allowed to have them here.
Yeah. So I just want to clarify. So the WWE title. Mm-hmm. So as far as SmackDown titles go, WWE title is being defended against a Raw guy. Mm-hmm. The SmackDown Women's title is being defended against a female from Raw. Yeah. The Intercontinental Championship has not been announced yet.
No, but it seems like it's either going to be
a triple
threat, maybe with Apollo.
Good for him if he can get in that.
I don't know.
Tag titles, it looks like what we have as far as Heavy Machinery. Dan O'Brien and Rowan. I feel like I'm missing.
I don't really make it on the card.
Roman Reigns facing a Raw guy.
Yeah.
Miz face Shane, who's an everything guy.
No, I don't think he's going to be on the card.
You don't think that's going to be on the card?
No, I don't know.
And I feel like I'm missing something else. But I just feel like everything's Raw versus SmackDown.
Joe versus somebody.
We're probably going to be in SmackDown. And the only, it's Rollins and Corbin. Yeah. That's the only like Raw versus Raw match I think we have.
That's crazy.
Why are we doing this? I don't get it. I don't get it.
I don't either. It makes no sense.
You guys try to explain it to Tom and I because we don't get it. And you can tell us on YouTube and you can tell us on iTunes and Apple Podcasts, wherever you can leave the comments. And of course, give those 5 stars and subscribe. Tell everybody. And you could also tell us on various forms of social media. Hey, Tom. How can people reach out to you?
You can find me. Twitter, Instagram, TomTheCom. Also, check out my Etsy store, Connolly Central. Also, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at Connolly Central as well.
All right. And Gabby will be back next week. You can follow her at Gabby Loren TV. Uh-huh. And follow me at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProsenTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Get yourself a Rosenberg shirt. You'll be glad you did. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow me on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV. Thanks so much for tuning in this week for AfterBuzz SmackDown. For Tom Connolly, I'm Christian Rosenberg. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.